You are tuned in to Texas Tech University Student Government Association meeting, broadcasted on the Raider 88.1 KTXT FM. We would like to thank the members of SGA at Texas Tech University and the College of Media and Communication for allowing this broadcast. And now, your Student Government Association. Senator Wadley.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the Senate approve Patrick Steed for Senator-at-Large, Forrest Stovall for Senator-at-Large, Brent Mayberry for Graduate School Senator, and Cindy Sanchez for Arts and Science Senator.
All right, Senate, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, Senators, would you please stand with the new senators that were just announced? Raise your right hand and repeat after me. And will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the Student Government Association of Texas Tech University and regulations which may be made in pursuance thereof. Okay, congratulations. We'll now move on to roll call. Senator Weeks.
Acosta. Allen. Mark Anderson.
Here.
Macy Anderson.
Present.
Augsburger.
Here.
Burnt. Biltz.
Here.
Bradley.
Here.
Grady.
Here.
Cotton.
Here.
Davis. Dean.
Here.
Dickinson. Dunkerley. Irwin. Fowler.
Here.
Garcia.
Here.
Griefer.
Here.
Hatch.
Here.
Henderson.
Here.
Hoffman. Holly.
Here.
Hutchins.
Here.
Jordan.
Here.
Canumfredi.
Here.
Leatherwood.
Here.
Lindley. Locke.
Here.
Magnus.
Here.
Martin.
Here.
Mayberry.
Here.
McCoy.
Here.
Melina.
Here.
Owens.
Here.
Polcari.
Here.
Ravispour.
Here.
Rose.
Here.
Sanchez. Sanders.
Here.
Sanderson.
Here.
Scrivener.
Here.
Ship. Ship.
Here.
Steed.
Here.
Steele.
Here.
Stevens.
Here.
Stovall.
Here.
Two.
Here.
Tischler.
Here.
Vasquez.
Here.
Wadley.
Here.
Weeks. Whetstone.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Wines.
Here.
And a bunch of y'all still haven't clicked in, so I'm going to read off who has not clicked in. That is here. Dean. Sanderson, Steed, Hoffman, Samantha Holly, Canumfredi, Martin, Rose, Sanderson, Nadia Tischler, Dale Wilson. Y'all haven't clicked in, so go ahead and do that right now, please.
While you're clicking in, I'll go ahead and move on. We'll now move on to the reading of the Senate Journal.
Madam President.
Senator Brady.
Move to suspend the rules and dispense with the reading of the Senate.
Okay, do I have a second? Second by Senator Leatherwood. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, the reading is suspended. We'll now move on to open forum. We don't have any guests listed currently, but would any in the audience like to speak? Okay, we'll now move on to the report of the executive branch, and seeing there is none, we'll move on to the reports of the judicial branch, also seeing there is none. Move on to reports of the Student Senate President. The only reports I have, you should have picked up a list, the committee list and the new college list. And so I'm going to ask for y'all's approval. So for the committee list right now, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Those are the new committees. And for the college list, Senate, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. That's all I have. So we'll move on to first readings with Senate Resolution 48.50, Senator 2.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to introduce Senate Resolution 48.50, Student Senate regarding creation of an online ride board at Texas Tech University, and request that it be sent to all committees.
Okay, that'll be sent to all committees. We'll now move on to Senate Resolution 48.51, Senator Tue.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 48.51, stating the sentiment of the Student Senate regarding the support for Governor Rick Perry's tuition-free initiative, and a formal request to be addressed from the Texas State Legislature's 83rd Legislative Session. And I request that you send off the news.
Okay. I will send that to all committees as well. We'll now move on to routine motions and other businesses with committee reports. Academics. Thank you. Budget and Finance.
Thank you, Madam President. There are no reports.
Okay. Campus Infrastructure.
Thank you, Madam President. The Campus Infrastructure Committee met twice. During our first meeting, we discussed potential changes to the way that infrastructure and busing and transportation will work on the campus with President Alston and Dr. Duran. And during our second meeting, we discussed both legislation and changes that we'd like to see made both to sub-expansion, the future of the dairy barn, as well as a shared usage path between the library and sub.
All right, thank you. Diversity?
Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you. Ethics?
Madam President, I'm just
going to
point at
this
chair.
Thank you. Freshman Involvement Advisor?
Thank you, Madam President. Yesterday, and they have recently just gotten into committees, and the main thing that we're working on right now are the mobile offices, and we're actually doing one the week after Thanksgiving. We're going to set it up in all the dorms, or all the main dorms, so that freshmen are able to come with their concerns.
Freshman leadership had homework last week, and it was to go out and talk to three freshmen each about different problems and solutions they'd like to see on the Tech campus. They came back today at our meeting with those suggestions from their students, and we learned how to write legislation, and they're going to use one of those to each write legislation.
Thank you.
Transfer Council had a retreat today. It went really well. We have elected all their executive officers. We came up with several different ideas that we plan to put into place next semester, and it's
thank you. Graduate.
Thank you, Madam President. We met and we approved Senate Resolution 48.47.
Thank you. Intergovernmental. Okay. Public Relations.
Thank you, Madam President. There are no reports.
Okay. Rules and Administration.
Thank you, Madam President. No office hours next week during Thanksgiving break. Megan, before you've been subpoenaed, I'll give you this. And RNA reported favorably on all legislation on second reading. And just thank you for everybody who has been patient with us and everything through the process. And we really appreciate how patient you all have been. That's it. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you. Student life? Okay.
Thank you, Madam President. Basically, we just drafted the legislation for the mobile office hours.
Thank you. We'll now move on to college reports with agricultural and natural resources. Any reports?
Thank you, Madam President. At our source meeting on Tuesday, Charlie and I got some really good ideas from our constituents, and we plan on start working that pretty soon. And then also, some of our organizations have been off competing in some different things, and I was going to share it with the Senate. The Texas Tech Ranch Horses team just won the collegiate team championship in Abilene's past weekend. The meat judging team just won, and they're going to nationals. The livestock judging team just got fourth, and soil judging just got third, and are headed to nationals as well.
Okay. Thank you. Architecture?
Thank you, Madam President. There are no reports.
Thank you. Arts and Sciences?
Thank you, Madam President. There are no reports.
Okay. Business Administration? Okay. Education?
Thank you, Madam President. The College of Education would like to announce that we are looking into starting an ambassador program looking next semester. So if you know anyone in the College of Education that is going to potentially become an ambassador, tell them to talk to the Vice Dean, Kenny Johnson.
Thank you. Engineering.
Thank you, Madam President. Both Senator Tue and myself were present at the engineering part group of the source. We were able to survey the students and get some really good feedback on ideas from both College of Engineering for meeting with our dean, as well as holding a town hall sometime during the remaining part of the semester.
Okay, thank you. Graduate.
Thank you, Madam President. We met and approved 48.
Okay. Thank you. Honors.
Thank you, Madam President. There are no reports.
Thank you. Human Sciences.
Thank you, Madam President. At our source meeting, one of the things that Interior Design Association is actually doing for Carol of the Lights, they're passing out or selling hot chocolate and cookies, so y'all should buy from them. And also, we've just been working on a town hall meeting. We just put up some flyers.
Thank you. Law School?
Thank you, Madam President. There are no reports.
Thank you. Media and Communications?
Thank you, Madam President. We met on Sunday with members from the Dean Council. We just spoke about things that we would like to do. One of those is to have a great relationship with the Mass Communications or Media Communication Dean Council. We would really like to work with them on our legislation that we have going through this semester, and we've got a lot of different ideas that we are going to put into effect. We also met and decided we were going to have a town hall on November 28th at 6:30. So y'all should all come if you're Media Communications. Thanks.
Thank you. University College. Visual and Performing Arts.
Thank you, Madam President. There are no reports.
Right, thank you. We'll now move on to calendars with the Student Government Association calendar with second readings. With Senate Resolution 48.47, are there any committee reports? Senator Pippen.
The Campus Infrastructure Committee approves Senate Resolution 48.47.
Okay, thank you. Are there any more reports? Is there any further discussion? Okay, seeing there is not, we'll move on to Senate Resolution 48.49. Are there any committee reports? Or is there any further discussion? Okay, we'll move on to Senate Bill 48.04. Are there any committee reports? Is there any further discussion? Okay, we'll now move on with third reading and final passage, and seeing there is none, move on to the Senate calendar with third reading and final passage. There is also none, as well none on the consent calendar, so we'll move straight to announcements. And a couple I have is, I still have that recruiting program. If there's anyone interested, it should be on the website tomorrow or sometime this weekend, so be looking out for that. The deadline is coming up. And also, the Reed Young and myself have been talking about maybe having just a Senate, or I guess not just Senate, but Senate, Freshman Council, FLA, really anyone in the office, just anyone in student government in general, having just a Christmas mixer. The Wednesday we get back after Thanksgiving, it would be at my house. We'll have food, drinks, and you can have, I'm not sure what it's called, not White Elephant, but you can bring like a $5 to $10 gift, and then we'll have like a present exchange. So if y'all are interested, it should be a lot of fun, and I'll give you more details on that when the week we get back from Thanksgiving. So I hope y'all get to come. It should be a really good idea, and I've talked to many people, and they're excited about it. Me and Reed are excited about it. So just giving y'all a heads up about that, and that's all the announcements I have. Does anyone else have announcements? Senator Polcari? Okay, so any further announcements? Senator Wadley?
Thank you, Madam President. Right now I'm in the process of kind of doing a student government philanthropy event, and it would take place next semester. If you'd be interested in helping me, just come and talk to me after. I want as much help as possible. Kind of start like a annual student government philanthropy event to give back to the community, as well as get more connected with the community and the students. So if you'd like to help me, just come and talk to me after. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Senator Wadley. Senator Henderson.
If the Ethics Committee could meet with me briefly after the meeting.
All right, thank you. Is any further announcements? Senator Cotton.
Thank you, Madam President. I had a quick question. Was there anyone in this room who had met with Dr. Dial, the library dean, about setting up a library grid? Was
yes.
Okay, right. Can we talk after?
Sure.
Thank you.
Is there any further announcements? Senator Vasquez?
Hey, everyone. I'm working on three pieces of legislation right now. One regarding safety on campus. I've met with Kevin Hinkle of the Texas Tech Police Department about possibly installing cameras in the residence hall parking lots. There have been break-ins and slashing of tires. So he was on board. So right now I'm just trying to, we're doing surveys also. And if anybody wants to help, just send an email, mauricio.vasquez@ttu.edu. The other two are regarding buses from the residence halls on this side of campus to the Jones during football season. It's a 15-minute walk, and I know some schools aren't as lucky as we are to have their stadium on the campus, but regardless, that's still a pretty long walk, and if we can have buses going from commuter west to the Jones, why not be able to drive around this side of campus? I met with Reed and he gave me the option, so if anybody wants to help with that, once again, mobitil.boskis@ttu.edu. And the last one is regarding Public Information Act requests to the university. As it stands now, if you want to do that, even if us as senators want to do some research and you want to submit a Public Information Act request, it costs you about $15, which I think the students, since we already pay fees, should be included, or at least let us do some of the work to help with the research. And I met with University Counsel Ron Phillips to talk about it, and I'm currently reading over the Public Information Act itself to try to find a way to make it all work. So if anybody wants to help with any of those three things, once again, it's mauricio.vasquez@ttu.edu.
Thank you, Senator Vasquez. Is there any more announcements? Senator Locke?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, do I have a second? Second by Senator Hatch. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? This meeting's adjourned.
Thank you for tuning in for the Texas Tech University Student Government Association meeting. We will now bring you back to regular scheduled programming on the Raider 88.1.